Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are once again enjoying the idea that our God wants us to know Him personally. Lord, I'm so grateful today that we have Your Word. I'm just so happy that we have the time that we can spend alone with our God, our Creator, our Savior, our Lord. Today, Lord, as we study through your word, I pray that you once again will teach us all the truths that you have by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that what we learn today in the book of Galatians, we will be able to apply to our lives so that we'll live in a way and a manner that is pleasing to you. We give you all the glory for this time, and we do so in the name of Jesus. Amen. The title to today's lesson is No Place for Subjection, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 5. When we back off and think about it for a moment, we might wonder why Paul the Apostle is having to make a defense against the false teachers who have crept into the churches of Galatia. We might ask, shouldn't the gospel of Jesus Christ be able to prevail against all onslaughts against it? However, we must keep in mind that Satan, our enemy, desires to do everything he can to stop the true gospel. One of the ways he works is to infiltrate the church with false doctrine, and often he will use people who are in authority to promote it. In Paul's case, he will not acquiesce to anyone for the sake of the gospel, and we discover an example of this in chapter 2 and verse 5 of the book of Galatians, where we read, "To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." There were authorities among the church membership in Galatia who were promoting the idea that each Gentile who was saved by Jesus Christ must also be circumcised and keep the law. In the book of Acts, chapter 15, at the first church council in Jerusalem, those within the leadership decided what the Gentiles should and should not follow when it came to the law. However, these teachers in Galatia were promulgating more. Paul says, "To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour." In other words, Paul and his companions did not yield to these authorities or make themselves servants to them for any time at all. In today's vernacular, we might say, we didn't give them the time of day, or we totally ignored them and their positions. We must admit that when it came to the gospel, Paul would back down to no one. Paul then shares the reason he would not back down from them, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. When outsiders, false teachers, or false brethren presented other ideas and persuasions that were against the truth of the gospel, Paul stood against them. The integrity of the gospel of Jesus Christ was at stake, and Paul, being authorized by God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ to be an apostle, would speak out strongly against it or them. Paul was taught the gospel by Jesus Himself, and there was no variance from the truth which Jesus presented, no matter who was in authority promoting something else. Paul desired that not only would the people of Galatia know the gospel, but that the gospel as presented by him in the original form would stay with them. When we ponder this verse, we might wonder how strongly we stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ when others come in with some other ideas or teachings. We live in a time where it seems that every day we have those who come into our society with a gospel which is in direct opposition to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They promote their cause, their thoughts, their ways, and sometimes even state that it really doesn't matter what you believe as long as it's okay with you. This was not the case with Paul. Paul stood when it may not have been popular to stand. Paul defended even if there were those who were in authority promoting the idea. The intimidation factor had no power when Paul saw teaching that was against the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we would do well to gather from his standing as the coming days approach us. The deterioration of the gospel is a device used by none other than Satan himself, and those who promote it are nothing more than tools in his hands. Let us stand when we need to stand. Let us defend when we need to defend. And may we have the boldness to speak as we ought, and that it would be granted by the Holy Spirit to do so to every one of us as we face those who are in opposition to our Lord. Next time, we see how Paul treated those in authority. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.